Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, last time we did a regular episode, we did Matthew chapter 10.
Sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and in that episode, we had the, as you refer to them, the Tucci Gang assembled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tucci Gang, Jesus Tucci Gang was assembled.
Right, yeah, and they all got superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to go out and, like, heal people and cure leprosy, whatever leprosy is in the Old Testament.
Do exorcisms
and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then Jesus went from like a peace-loving dude
mm-hmm.
to carrying a sword and like kind of all
he's
dark
not
and shit.
Carrying a sword. He's
whatever.
He's not carrying a sword. He's saying following me is going to super suck.
I suppose.
But
the imagery goes a little darker.
It does.
Than some people want to lend.
I don't want to give the false impression that that's what happened. He did not pick up a sword in that.
Oh, and guys, there's two Judases.
Yeah.
Fucking two Judases. What the fuck?
Yeah, I never knew that. Just like there were two Ten Commandments, right?
Right,
like,
yeah.
We never knew that.
Why is there two of everything that's like really super important?
It's like one matters and then the other one nobody knows about because it doesn't matter.
Right. There's also like two Jesuses. There's the one that everybody knows about and then there's the one that's in the actual Bible.
Facts. That was pretty good.
Right, yeah. So that was Matthew chapter 10.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're going to be going over
Little Maddie chapter 11.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, we are hopping into Little Maddie chapter 11.
Matthew chapter 11.
That is correct.
I don't correct you as often as I used to, but mm-hmm. I just feel like occasionally I should. Just for
probably.
Like to keep the record straight.
Probably.
So.
Yeah. But little Maddie's more fun than
I know. I let you have more and more as we, gone through the years here. So.
You stop fighting so hard. All right. Are you ready for this?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, which don't forget, chapter 10 was where he also started referring to them as apostles, meaning representatives, commissioned representatives.
Right, they got promoted.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what that training process looks like to become superheroes that can heal people. Like, is there an instruction manual? Is there benefits included with this? I guess everlasting, salvation or whatever is part of it, probably.
I don't know.
Unless you're Judas, then you're fucked. But,
I mean, some of them were fishing, some of them were tax collectors, which wasn't fun.
Right.
So,
I'm just thinking of this like any other job you would start. Like, what are the, like, they have a don't do this, do this, that would be kind of fun.
I need to know what the HR process
for
reporting my chain of command is. And also,
what's the vetting process for people you're going to give miracles to?
What are our bennies? I need to know what benefits. Bennies.
Oh, sorry. You've never heard anybody say that before.
Really?
Really?
Huh.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about drugs for a second. So.
No. Oh, my God. No. No. Benefits. Bennies. Okay, so anyways, after he finished instructing his disciples, Jesus went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee.
Okay.
The towns.
The multiple Galilees?
No, the towns of the one Galilee.
Got it.
So I guess Galilee is a big city composed of smaller towns?
Like, there's suburbs and stuff. That like kind of like around here.
Dayton is the city, but then there's lots of...
Right, it's not just one city. It's multiple cities.
It is.
Right?
It is. That is true. It's also known as urban sprawl.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, when John And this time we're talking about John the Baptist.
Because it's just John.
It's just John.
Okay, when John.
When John is mentioned is John the Big B. Okay.
At least that's what you did research and found out.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
When John,
who was in prison.
Yeah.
Definitely okay, so the Baptist. It's
John the Baptist. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heard about the deeds of the Messiah. He sent his disciples to ask him, Jesus, oh, hey, so are you the one who is to come or should we expect someone else?
Hmm.
Oh, damn.
So
John the Baptist is in jail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and all this shit's happening while he's in jail. And he's like, I'm hearing some stories here and like, what's going on? But apparently the miracles that he was performing mm-hmm. weren't enough.
Right.
That's not the qualifying thing.
John the Baptist didn't see it with his own eyes.
Okay.
His disciples came to the jail and were like, dude, there's this Messiah guy running around and he's doing these miracles and stuff. And so then John the Baptist is just like, really?
Yeah, but
hold on.
Sure. Okay. But if you've got your disciples coming and telling you that he's doing this, then I feel like you would be more on board. Not just like, I don't know. Are you the guy?
Well, I mean, I think he's asking, like, you're saying you're a Messiah, but are you, like, the Messiah? Are you actually claiming to be the one?
What I'm getting at.
The chosen one?
My question is, though, is it just Jesus? Obviously, it's not just Jesus who can perform miracles because he just made other people be able to perform
right.
miracles. But is it just Jesus and his apostles and disciples or whatever that can do this? Or are other priests and preachers able to do this also? Well, like, is this a thing that is common back then?
Remember, we did see that there were other people who were paid to perform these kinds
right,
of services.
Right.
So it must have been very common.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't these actions that Jesus is taking aren't exclusive to Jesus.
Right, right.
Like that's what I was trying to get at.
Got it.
Like I which is weird to me.
Apparently there was a lot of magic.
Miracles
and
just
demons.
Be everywhere in the fucking
angels, demons,
times.
And miracles all over the fucking place.
Right. And you know,
the
misidentified
East,
mental health issues.
The
also.
Middle East was just a brew with magic.
Yeah.
Like all of that stuff was just happening all over the place there.
And lack of scientific understanding.
Yes, also simultaneously. So John is like, hold on. Are you Neo? Like, are you the chosen one? Are you he who lived, the boy who lived? Are you Harry Potter? Are you Dorothy Gale?
Right.
Are you the hero?
But that's why I'm saying he's having to qualify
mm-hmm.
this by him.
Right.
Which to me indicates that this isn't like, this is something that's not abnormal-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
There was a lot of magic happening.
Right.
Or a lot of snake oil.
Sure.
Salesmen's running around with their hair greased back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grifting. Grifting was a grift.
Which leads me to understand that this might be why people didn't know that this shit was happening, because they're like, well, it's happening all, according to people, it's happening all the fucking time everywhere. So
everybody's healed.
Fuck cares.
All the time.
About this Jesus guy. He's doing it, and so is.
But my neighbor's cousin said that they're putting litter boxes in the school. I know it for a fact. That's what was happening.
Sure, yeah.
Like, the Fox News was just spreading stories left and right.
Right.
And so John's like, hang on, is this on CNN? I think that's like a way of bringing this
home.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So Jesus replied when John Baptist's disciples came to him.
Yeah.
And they were like, John in jail wants to know if you're the one.
Wait, I thought he was out of jail and this was John.
No. John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds. He sent his disciples to Jesus to ask him, are you Jesus the one who we should expect or
so
should
John,
we expect someone
John's
else? John's still in jail.
Okay.
So Jesus said, go back and report to John the Baptist what you see and hear. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me.
Wait, Jesus himself said that one person that he resurrected or whatever was mm-hmm. just asleep.
Well, he's saying now she's just asleep. He rose her.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like,
all right.
Y'all saying she's dead, but guess what?
I guess.
She's just sleeping.
Uh-huh. You can interpret that multiple ways, though.
No, I know. But he did say at the end of the last chapter, or at the beginning of the last chapter, that he's commissioning his people to cure them. Sure. And I guess raising the dead is one of those powers.
Yeah.
So that's happening. So as John's disciples were leaving Jesus' presence,
right,
Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John the Baptist.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is still greater than he.
Hmm.
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it.
Okay. Well, how are violent people getting into the kingdom of heaven?
How's that happening?
Or is he speaking of the kingdom of heaven as an earthly thing?
I don't know.
Which would be an interesting take on that, mm-hmm. because that indicates a lot of, like, that throws a lot of shit off.
Yeah.
And the way that he's referencing this,
it sounds
almost
like,
makes it seem like that's the case.
It's like he's not talking about like the up in the sky cloudy place, right, where people, yeah, go when they die, afterlife.
But that's going to be a big question for me in the Q&A for this.
The kingdom of heaven subjected to violence and violent people have been raiding it. That's
right.
It feel like the kingdom of heaven is the spiritual peace of the Jews living their lives on earth every day. The day-to-day life of the Jew is supposed to be the kingdom of heaven.
Well, now we have,
that's what I think.
We actually, we went to a church for a while, mm-hmm. and the pastor there, who is now an atheist.
Mm-hmm. He's the one who married us.
He married us, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He actually talked a lot about the kingdom of heaven being
on earth. Yeah.
Which kind of is what made me think of this, actually. And that's just an interesting twist to the way that was worded, because you mm-hmm. would think that the kingdom of heaven couldn't be raided by
anybody,
violence or anything, because
the very word raided doesn't go with heaven.
Right. Yeah. You have to be let in.
Yeah.
By God.
Right.
You know?
So it almost sounds like the kingdom of heaven is like a metaphorical place on earth.
Yeah.
And it's speaking of the spirituality. The heaven is that we're all Jews together, happy.
Which I like that idea a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I really
me
do.
Too.
Like that to me, speaking of like this world as the kingdom of heaven, or the place that we're mm-hmm. trying to get right, makes a lot more sense to me just in general
mm-hmm.
than some mythical fucking afterlife.
Right, right. Because how we live and how we treat each other and how we get along as a society on just even the smallest scale, the family,
yeah,
and our neighbors, our next door neighbors, the people across the street, and then our town, and then our city, and then our state, and then the world.
Yeah.
Like those are all bigger and bigger and bigger, right? But it starts out with just you in your house, and what are you doing to make the kingdom of heaven better?
Sure.
Right? Like, yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I really think Christianity could improve itself if they started interpreting it that way.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, he's like, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
Oh, okay. What?
For all the prophets and the capital L law prophesied until John.
Okay.
And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoever
whoa.
Has ears, let them hear.
Wait a second. There's prophecies about John now?
Well, Jesus is saying, yeah, I am awesome. I'm the Son of God. But John the Baptist is big cheese too. And he's Elijah.
Apparently. So they're like collaborating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
It's almost,
this is like influencers, and they're like, hey, let's
collab.
Let's get together and do a thing.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Kind of amazing, honestly. Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't. This. I didn't either. Like that's. I mean, I have heard of John the Baptist prior to getting into the New Testament. Like
I had heard of him, but I didn't know who he was. I knew he was one of Jesus's boys.
Right. Sure.
Kind of. Right. And then I had even heard that maybe he was supposed to be the Jesus guy.
Something like that.
I don't really
Which some
understand.
Of the wording here like lends some
But Jesus has claimed I'm the Son of God. And now he's like, but John is cool too.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh, what is happening?
Yeah. And then there was that whole baptism thing in the beginning.
Like, right.
That was kind of odd too.
Baptized each other right. and like sucked each other off or something. I don't know. Okay, so Jesus is continuing to his crowd as John's boys are leaving.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, we played the pipe for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking and they say, he's a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her deeds. Okay. And there again, wisdom is referred to as a woman, her deeds.
Yeah.
But wisdom is proved right by her deeds.
Interesting. Because mm-hmm. that's a take from Genesis, mm-hmm. I believe.
Well, it
was in the Pentateuch anyway.
Was it?
Pretty
I don't
sure.
think it was the Pentateuch.
God
I thought it was like...
Saw, I thought it was even they were in the Garden of Eden when God saw wisdom in a corner or something like that.
I thought
whatever.
That was further on.
I don't think so. I could be wrong. It's been a long time since
it
we covered that.
It has been a long time. But I thought it was
in Genesis.
I thought that was further on.
I don't know. Genesis feels like Genesis covered a lot, so it feels like it was more books sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm almost certain that it was Genesis. But again... We'll cover that in the Q&A.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I don't think I am, but I could be wrong.
We'll find out where wisdom is mentioned as an entity.
Yeah.
And a woman separate.
Right.
That God did not create.
Right.
And that was separate from God.
Yeah, because it was already there.
Yeah.
And we're like, why is she there?
It was almost like it was in Psalms or something like that.
I don't, like I said, I don't remember exactly.
Okay. So. All right, so now we're moving on to another little section, okay? This is like a little bit later.
Yeah.
Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. I came to you doing magic, but y'all didn't say thank you.
But he told them not to tell anybody.
But they were supposed to repent. He's like,
the whole town.
The people in the towns.
Listen.
I'm trying to explain what... This is saying here. He's saying, when I was in this town, I was doing all these miracles. And, you know, I did tell each of them, don't tell anybody. But every single fucking one of them that I was helping, yes, I was healing them. But, like, none of them were, like, repenting. So I hate that fucking town. I'm never going there again. Okay. Fuck that town.
But hear me out here. So one of the towns they went to and performed miracles, specifically exorcising demons from two people, he killed a whole fucking herd of pigs also.
No, totally. So I could see why they would kick him out. And now he's like, that town sucks.
Maybe he was a bit of a rabble rouser and he just kind of sucked, you know? Like maybe
it's like both sides have a point.
Right.
Like maybe the town has a reason to hate you.
Jesus might not be the best people. We don't know anything about him. I don't know Jesus. Do you know Jesus? I never met him.
I never met him. Yeah. He never was found by me, except for on page one of Matthew.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. He's about to go off on some towns. Ready? Mm-hmm. Woe to you, Chorazin.
Yeah,
woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. He's like, even those shitty towns are better than you fucks.
Those aren't even Jewish towns. Those are ones that they always had problems with.
Yeah.
In the Old
He's
Testament.
Saying those Tyre and Sidon are fucking trash, but even those trash towns are better than you bitches. Mm. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like...
This feels very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very familiar because it's similar to the way...
It's the comparison, the way... they did in the Old Testament, they would have to name things, be like, remember that, remember that, remember that.
Well, no, I was saying it's it's reminiscent of how it's done today. Like, we trash people.
Yeah.
We trash our own people who aren't good enough to make us stand up even for even higher, right? Well, yeah. Like, you, especially religion. Religion does this really well, where they trash their own people and say that you're just not trying hard enough, but you know yourself, you're not one of those people.
Yeah.
Right?
He's not talking about me.
He's not talking about me. He's talking about all the other ones that are
everybody else in the pew.
Not doing it right. Yeah. No, it's a tactic. It's absolutely a tactic.
So, like, if you look each one in the eye, they're like, oh, I know who he's talking about.
Right.
And it's not me.
Right. Right.
And then if you ask them further, like, if you whispered, like, which one is he talking about? They would all point out each other.
Right. It makes you feel special while allowing you to feel superior over just generally whoever you want to.
Yeah.
So.
All right, he's still yelling at towns.
Yeah, 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 all right.
And you, Capernaum, this is his town where he works.
Yeah.
This is where he's quote-unquote from.
Right, right.
How will you be lifted to the heavens? Nah, you'll go down to Hades.
Oh, wait, that's not Jewish.
Hades, that's Greek. That's some Greek stuff.
But they did reference Hades in the Old Testament at one point, which it was kind of a...
But it made sense because it was in Greek... things happening.
Sure, but I feel like Hades was kind of a placeholder for hell.
Yeah.
Like underworld. We don't really have a word, so the closest thing we have is Hades. So.
Right, right. Anyway, he continues, for if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. He's doing it again. He's saying, these shitty fucking towns, they suck so much, but guess what? Even fucking Sodom and Tyre and those bullshit towns where people were sinning, even they're better than you.
Okay, but Sodom got fucking demolished.
But in heaven...
They're not even going to be there on judgment. They were already judged. They were already dead. Those people were terrible, according to God.
Well, apparently they're just in a holding pattern, I guess.
Fucking Lot's life.
They're locked in the teleporter.
Back at Sodom and Gomorrah Sodom, wherever they were, and turned to fucking salt because she looked back.
I know.
I mean, come on. That's a bullshit reference right there.
They wanted to rape
the fucking angel and whatever. That was such a terrible story.
It was terrible.
That was a terrible story. And the way they described it, those people were beyond terrible.
They were bad.
Jesus is not describing anything as terrible as what was described for Sodom and Gomorrah.
They merely don't like them.
Right. These are not the same.
Well, that we know of. They're not telling us how these people are quote-unquote sinning. We don't know.
Well, they haven't had to lock themselves in a fucking house to keep them from, you know...
raping each other.
Right. So, it sounds better already to me.
No, it does to me, too. But I really, really liked my Star Trek reference. But you were so irate.
I missed it. What did you say?
I said... You're funny. I said that they're locked in the teleporter pattern.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're just locked in the teleporter. They're in the buffer.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah.
They're waiting. They're just waiting.
The Sodomites? Waiting.
All of them, yeah.
All of them. Okay. Yeah. Purgatory. They're in purgatory.
Yeah.
If you go with the Catholic thing.
I like the teleporter buffer better.
I don't really understand purgatory, but whatever.
No.
It's in the middle somewhere.
It doesn't exist.
You're just nowhere. It's something in between.
It's not in the Bible. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, right.
At least not that I know of. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I don't think it's in the Bible. Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's something else entirely.
We'll see.
We'll probably cover that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good episode.
What the fuck is purgatory? Yeah. Where did that come from?
Right?
Where'd y'all think that shit up? That's not in the Bible. All right, so Jesus is like, you suck so much. I hate these towns.
Right.
They're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah and Tyre and shit.
That bothers me.
I know.
Okay.
I praise you, Father. Oh, at that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The end.
What I heard from that was that learned people and wise people have it all wrong, and you should just follow him.
Mm-hmm.
And
moreover,
he's the only path to God and salvation and all this other shit.
Moreover, just in the last chapter, he's telling his own boys, gang, this is going to suck for you, and I'm so sorry. It's a tough road we're about to walk. Then he turns around to the crowd, and he's like, my heart is light. Rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. But then he turns back around to his boys, and he's like, no. Don't listen to me. It's going to suck. It's totally going to suck. There's going to be blood. Your family's going to hate you. Right. And then he turns back to the crowd, and he's like, no, everything's peace and roses if you just accept me.
But that bit right there where he was saying that, you know, it's not God's message isn't given to the wise and the you know, what was the exact phrasing there? I don't remember what it said, but
I praise you, hidden things. Oh, here we go. You have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children.
Okay. So that alone feels like there's a lot of priests, pastors, whatever, that will not answer questions if you challenge them, because they're like, well, it's not yours to challenge God.
You're asking too many questions.
Right.
It's a hand wavium thing, and it's built in that, nope, you ask questions. You're not supposed to be wise and learned.
But what specifically, why would God have a problem with being wise and learned?
Well, you're not supposed to eat from the tree of knowledge, friend.
Jesus Christ.
I put it there. You're not supposed to have it, though.
Okay. I
planted the tree. You don't have to eat it.
This is why I cannot get on board with religion, because it's basically just saying,
stop caring
about learning and just believe trust in this thing.
Without education, you will never have a fire to kindle your curiosity. And without curiosity, you'll never gain empathy, and therefore keep shooting each other, because guns are a great business. War is good for business.
But I'm gonna tell you how I was born and raised. I was born and raised to always be curious and always want to learn.
Same.
And I can't imagine life being any other way, right? So when this is said to me that you shouldn't worry about it, and you should just
stop learning, you disgusting, horrible, educated person.
Really fucking bothers me.
No, me too.
That's all. I just can't.
How do you call an education a worm thing? You fucking worm. You educated worm. Like what?
Oh, speaking of, before we cut out of this episode, anybody who has gotten on our website in any time recently, if you haven't gotten on in the last like 3 or 4 days, you will have missed something that I've done, which I don't normally call out other producers, other content creators, but there is one in particular that I really respect and admire, and I love the work that he does, and he's actually a Christian.
Who day?
It is Dan McClellan. And what I have done on my website, on our website,
the website,
sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, is I have embedded relevant videos to our episodes in our episode pages and on our contradiction pages that link to, that have the links. Well, you can actually play them right on the website, but they have the linked videos to Dan McClellan's videos that are relevant to those sections in all of those spots now.
And they will
continue to update, because he has such great commentary.
Yeah.
I felt like it was just necessary to provide that
supplemental
information, because
actually I feel like we're supplemental to him.
Not
him supplemental to us.
I don't really, we are our own platform. We are our own people. We do our own thing.
And he doesn't know we're shouting him out here.
He has no clue. He doesn't even know that we fucking exist, probably. I would be shocked. But I really do admire the work that he does and puts into understanding and explaining the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a fantastic job.
He's very educated, which we are not. he's
exactly
scholar.
Everything we're not.
Like, I go through every episode or every few episodes saying, I'm neither a scholar nor an academic, and he's both.
Right, right. So if you would like to, like, if you've read a, or if you've listened to one of our episodes and you had more questions, you might do a search on our website for that episode and see if there's a Dan McClellan video linked in that episode below it. And that will help kind of clarify some things maybe for you that we weren't able to clarify, because he really goes in depth on a lot of things.
And we don't know what the fuck we're talking about, but he does.
And he does things a lot from, like, the original, you know, like, how it was supposed to be interpreted originally. And,
yeah.
And it's very cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, enough about that. You should go check out our website. Anyway, we got, you know, I haven't said this in a long time. We got merchandise over there. We have links to the Discord. We have links to our social medias, which I don't get on enough. But it's all there. You can write your state legislators, your national legislators, your whoever the fuck you want. There's tools on there to write them letters about legislation that is relevant to you in your state and in your district that you can look up right from our website, as well as contradiction information. There is a ton of resources on our website that haven't always been there, and it's worth checking out.
Yeah, we're trying to build a hub.
Really are. And it's kind of coming along pretty cool.
I'm impressed.
It's pretty neat.
That being said, you should at the very least come hang out with us on Tuesdays.
Yes.
At 10 p.m. Eastern on Discord, because that's when we do our live event.
Which, if you're listening to this the day it came out, mm-hmm. is tonight.
Yeah.
So
you should do that.
You should click the links. You can go to the website and click the link. You don't even have to do it in the show notes.
Yeah.
You can do it from our website. It's right there on the main page.
And then you should come hang out with us.
You definitely should do that.
It's fun.
It is. You just be prepared for some inside jokes, and once you get past that, you'll be fine.
And the crowd is very welcoming.
Yes.
And they forgive me my stupidity. So, you know, it's a good time.
Right. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate you being here for our episode, as always. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.